I want you to try and guess something for me. Think back, if you can, to the very last time a major tech company put out a, you know, massive, aggressive hiring campaign, specifically hunting for a junior programmer.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Right. Like, picture a total beginner, someone fresh out of a boot camp or a computer science program being actively courted by a recruiter to come, like, learn the ropes. Do you remember when that was?
I mean, it genuinely feels like an artifact from a completely different era of the internet.
Because the answer is basically never anymore. Those jobs, the classic entry-level coding roles where you sit down, make mistakes, and figure things out on the company dime, they are gone.
Completely vanished.
Yeah. And today, our mission is to unpack the absolute structural earthquake that has hit the tech industry here in 2026. We are looking at the complete collapse of the junior developer role.
It's a huge shift.
It really is. We've got our hands on a really hard-hitting April 2026 tech analysis from the editorial team over at Taking Game, and they brought serious receipts.
They really did.
Yeah, they are drawing on massive data pools from Ravio, Stanford University, and a slew of recent 2026 talent reports to map out a landscape that has changed, you know, seemingly overnight.
And I think what we need to establish right out of the gate is that this is not your standard run-of-the-mill AI is taking our jobs narrative.
Right.
It is so much stranger and more complex than that. We are looking at a massive industry-wide paradox.
That's wild.
Yeah, these tech giants are simultaneously firing their beginners and completely freezing entry-level hiring, while at the exact same moment, they are desperately, almost frantically begging for senior developers.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We need to move from the broad premise to the cold, hard numbers, because the data proves this isn't just a, you know, temporary dip in the market.
Perfectly well.
We're not in a normal economic recession. Looking at the Ravio data for 2025 into 2026, entry-level tech hiring dropped by 73.4%.
And the context around that 73.4% figure is what makes it truly terrifying for anyone entering the workforce. You really have to look at the control group to understand the severity.
Which is the rest of the economy.
Exactly. The broader job market, across all other non-tech sectors, only dropped by 7% during that same period.
So the tech junior wipeout is literally 10 times worse than the rest of the economy.
10 times worse.
We're looking at Meta and Google hiring 50% fewer graduates than they did in 2021. And Stanford is reporting a 20% drop in overall employment specifically for 22 to 25-year-olds in this sector.
Those numbers are staggering.
But the detail that really made my jaw drop in this report was the strategic pivot at Salesforce.
Oh, yeah. Mark Benioff's mandate for the 2026 fiscal year essentially said the quiet part out loud for the entire industry.
He entirely halted junior hiring, just stopped it cold.
Yeah.
And he didn't sugarcoat it in corporate PR speak about restructuring or, you know, macroeconomic headwinds. He basically came out and said that AI can simply do the work of a new engineer.
Why pay someone to learn?
Exactly. There is no longer a business case for paying a human being to learn how to do basic programming on the job.
Well, and you can trace the exact timeline of how this structural collapse happened, and it was incredibly fast. Like, think back to 2022.
The golden era.
Right. That was peak tech hiring, the absolute historical high watermark where companies were just hoarding talent. Then 2023 hits and ChatGPT explodes onto the scene. Companies start quietly experimenting.
Just testing the waters.
Exactly. By 2024, specialized AI coding tools arrive, and we start seeing the first wave of broad layoffs. The realization sets in that you simply don't need, say, 5 junior developers to build a basic web interface anymore.
And that timeline leads us directly into the bloodbath of 2025 and 2026. Meta laying off 8,000 people. Salesforce slamming the door shut.
Yeah, that specific sequence of events proves this isn't a cyclical downturn where companies are holding off on hiring just because they don't have the budget this quarter.
They actually have the money.
They do. They are holding off because they have permanently shifted how a tech team is built. The fundamental architecture of a software company has been redrawn.
Let me push back on this for a second, or at least like try to contextualize it historically. Is this just the tech equivalent of the mechanical calculator being invented?
How do you mean?
Well, 100 years ago, businesses literally employed rooms full of human computers whose entire job was to do long division by hand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Then the mechanical calculator came along and we stopped paying people to do basic arithmetic because a machine could do it instantly. So Are we just at the point where we stop paying human juniors to write basic boilerplate code?
The calculator analogy is actually a brilliant way to look at the functional shift.
Yeah.
We have absolutely automated the base level mechanical work of writing syntax.
Right.
But where that analogy breaks down, what makes this transition so uniquely disruptive, is the economic scale and the speed of execution.
The sheer volume of it.
Exactly. The cost and time difference between the human and the AI is so extreme that it completely breaks the traditional software business model.
So let's break down that financial mismatch, because the comparison table from the source material is brutal. If you are a listener who manages a budget, this is where the reality really sets in.
It's eye-opening.
Let's say you need some basic boilerplate code written, just the foundational scaffolding for a new web application. A human junior developer traditionally takes roughly 2 to 4 hours to write it, test it, and submit it. The AI takes 30 seconds.
And 30 seconds is not an exaggeration for dramatic effect. It generates the entire block of code in the time it takes to, you know, take a sip of coffee.
Let's escalate the complexity, right? A simple API integration. A human junior might spend a full working day wrestling with documentation, writing the connection, and debugging the response.
Very typical.
The AI gets it done in 15 minutes. And then there's the underlying cost. A human junior costs a company anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 a month in salary, plus benefits, hardware, management, overhead.
It adds up fast.
Meanwhile, GitHub Copilot is $19 a month. If you use the Claude API, you can generate thousands of lines of highly complex code for maybe $200 a month.
And it is vital to understand how these tools have functionally evolved, because they aren't just fancy autocomplete anymore.
Not at all.
The source explicitly names the job stealers of this era. You mentioned GitHub Copilot, which now has over 1.8 million active developers using it to generate code blocks.
A huge user base.
Yeah, but then you have a tool like Cursor AI, which became the industry standard in 2025 because it operates on a completely different level.
Right, it doesn't just look at the single file.
Exactly. It doesn't just look at the line you are typing. It reads your entire file system, understands the context of your entire application, and can rewrite whole directories of files simultaneously to implement a new feature.
And then there's Claude Sonnet for the really complex architectural from scratch builds.
Right, and the real frontier mentioned in the report is Devon AI. It's classified as the first fully autonomous AI software engineer.
Autonomous being the key word there.
You don't just ask Devon to write a function. You give Devon a goal. It finds the bug in a live environment, writes the code to fix it, tests the code, and deploys the fix all on its own without human intervention.
The tragic irony of all this, when you really look at the mechanics of those tasks, is that the AI is doing precisely the repetitive, predictable, highly documented work that juniors traditionally use to learn the ropes.
Yes.
Writing unit tests, fixing simple UI bugs, documenting existing code bases. That wasn't just busy work. That was the training ground.
Exactly.
That is how a beginner learned how a massive enterprise system actually functioned.
The automation of that boilerplate hasn't just taken the junior's job. It has completely destroyed the junior's learning pathway. We haven't just taken away the training wheels. We've completely demolished the practice track.
That's a great way to put it.
The environment where a beginner was allowed to safely make mistakes and learn from them, it just no longer exists in a modern corporate structure.
So we have this massive talent shortage on one end and dirt cheap AI on the other. If AI is so incredibly cheap and it writes code in 30 seconds instead of 4 hours, a logical CEO would just let the bots run the whole show to save millions.
You would think so.
Tech companies should be running flawlessly right now, coasting on autopilot, but they aren't doing that.
No, because the disastrous reality of unsupervised AI prevents them from doing that. And this introduces the great paradox of 2026.
The senior paradox.
Right. The source pulls from a fascinating report called the Developer Talent Paradox.
Yeah.
And the numbers are wild. 50% of tech leaders are saying that retaining specialized senior talent is the single biggest challenge their business faces right now.
Not raising venture capital, not finding new customers or entering new markets, retaining senior developers.
And the fallout from that is severe. Over 90% of organizations are reporting critical IT specialist shortages that are actively stalling their product roadmaps.
It's a textbook fear versus greed market dynamic. You look at the junior market and it's pure fear. Salaries are in free fall and hiring is permanently frozen.
Yep.
But you look at the senior market, specifically titles like senior AI architect or staff engineer, and it's pure greed. They are commanding rare, explosive compensation packages.
Mind-blowing numbers.
We are talking base salaries, sign-on bonuses, and stock options, pushing $500,000 to well over $1 million a year for a single employee.
Yeah, $1 million.
If a company is willing to shell out $1 million for one human being when an AI agent costs $20, they aren't paying for raw coding output. They have to be paying for insurance.
That's exactly it.
They are buying liability coverage against the AI doing something catastrophic.
Insurance is the perfect word for it because the source material dives into what it delicately calls AI hallucinations.
Delicately, right.
Which in the real world translates to incredibly expensive business disasters.
Right.
Because AI is blazingly fast, but it is profoundly naive.
The report lists some of these disasters, and they are genuinely wild. Let's walk through the Hall of Fame here. Back in 2023, you had the Air Canada chatbot incident.
Oh, a classic early warning sign of autonomous systems interacting with the public.
The AI just completely invented a fake discount policy for a grieving customer who was trying to book a bereavement flight.
Unbelievable.
Air Canada tried to argue they weren't responsible for what the bot said, but they had to go to court. And the judge ruled they had to honor the fake discount. It cost them money and a massive amount of public embarrassment.
And there are legal examples, too.
Right. Also in 2023, a lawyer used ChatGPT for legal research, and the AI entirely fabricated past legal cases, complete with fake citations and fake judges.
Because the system simply predicts what words should logically come next based on its training data. Mm-hmm. It has no internal concept of truth or falsehood.
But then it gets much more technical and vastly more dangerous for software companies. In 2024, Stanford University did a massive, rigorous study and found that 40% of the code generated by GitHub Copilot contained hidden security vulnerabilities.
40%?
That's almost half.
And the most illuminating example from the report happened in 2025 because it illustrates the exact blind spot of an AI coder. A mid-sized startup used Cursor AI to build the back end of their new payment processing system.
Which sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, the AI wrote the code beautifully. It was clean, well-commented, and passed all the basic unit tests. But it created what computer scientists call a race condition.
Ah. So if you're listening to this and you aren't a back-end engineer, a race condition is a fascinating and terrifying concept. Imagine two people trying to withdraw the last $100 from a joint bank account at the exact same millisecond.
Right, from two different ATMs.
Exactly. If the system isn't designed perfectly, both ATMs check the balance, see the $100, and dispense the money before the system updates.
And that's exactly what happened here. The code looks perfect on a line-by-line basis, but when thousands of users hit the server simultaneously, the timing gets scrambled.
Right. The AI didn't account for network latency.
Or concurrent database requests.
Yeah.
Because of this hidden AI-generated flaw, the startup system was locking up and double-charging their customers for 3 straight months before anyone noticed the discrepancy in the ledger.
3 months of double charging. Imagine the chargebacks, the customer fury, the sheer legal nightmare of having to unwind all of those transactions.
That single incident synthesizes exactly why those $1 million salaries exist. An AI is like a highly energetic new employee who has absolutely no judgment and zero business context.
Right, totally.
It will happily and instantly write code that perfectly executes a terrible system-breaking idea. It doesn't understand macro system architecture. It doesn't understand enterprise-level security protocols or compliance laws.
It just wants to enthusiastically complete the prompt you gave it.
Yes. It requires a senior developer to actually guide the AI, to review the architecture, spot those hidden logical flaws like a race condition before it goes into production.
And to take the blame.
Crucially, yes, to take professional and legal responsibility when the product goes live. An AI cannot be fired, and an AI cannot be sued. You need a human throat to choke, essentially.
But here's the thing. If the only people allowed to touch the code base are these $1 million seniors, and companies absolutely refuse to hire juniors to save a few bucks today, who takes over in 5 years?
That is the big question.
Where are the seniors of tomorrow going to come from if absolutely no juniors are being hired today?
You've just hit on the darkest twist in this entire analysis. The source pulls projection data from the AI Pulse report, and it outlines what economists call a complete pipeline collapse.
The source literally refers to this as the eating the seed corn problem, which, if you aren't familiar with the farming analogy, it's exactly like a farmer deciding not to plant any seeds this spring because he wants to save a little bit of money on seed costs and labor.
Which seems smart today.
Sure, your bank account looks a little richer today, But next year, when harvest time comes, you are going to starve.
And the timeline for this industry-wide starvation is much closer than people realize. The report lays out a very clear year-by-year projection.
Let's hear it.
By 2027, so just next year, we are going to see an entire generation entering the tech workforce with zero practical junior experience. They have read the theory, but they have never fixed a live bug in a high-stakes corporate environment.
That's terrifying. Then we hit 2028. The report notes that 18% of currently experienced senior developers are projected to retire or leave the industry.
And because of the hiring freeze of 2024 through 2026, there's no mid-level cohort trained and ready to replace them.
The domino effect continues into 2029. We will see massive, deeply unsustainable salary inflation. Companies are going to be locked in an all-out bidding war over the dwindling pool of remaining senior talent.
Which will bleed startups dry.
And finally, 2030. A full pipeline collapse. The report projects that by 2030, the shortage of senior developers capable of architecting complex systems will be 40% more severe than the already critical shortage we saw in 2025.
The underlying tragedy of this timeline really highlights the fatal flaw in relying on an AI junior. An AI junior is incredibly fast today, but it never learns from his mistakes in a human context.
Right. It doesn't have that institutional knowledge.
Exactly. It doesn't absorb the unwritten rules of your company's specific business logic over water cooler conversations. And crucially, an AI junior never, ever grows up to be a human senior.
You cannot promote GitHub Copilot to vice president of engineering. It simply doesn't work that way.
The math simply doesn't support the current corporate strategy.
So let's bring this directly to you, the listener. If you're listening to this on your commute or at your desk and you're thinking, okay, the pipeline is broken, the middle ground is dead, the traditional career path I was promised is entirely gone.
What do I do?
Exactly. How do you avoid becoming obsolete? Thankfully, this taking game analysis doesn't just leave us with systemic doom and gloom. They actually provide a very specific, actionable 12-month survival roadmap.
Yes. And the foundation of that roadmap relies on a fundamental, uncomfortable mindset shift. You have to immediately stop thinking of yourself as someone who writes code.
It's hard to let go of that.
It is. But that specific identity is obsolete. You must transition your identity and your daily workflow to becoming an AI orchestrator.
I really love that term, AI orchestrator. It implies like conducting a symphony rather than playing a single instrument.
Exactly.
Let's break down this 12-month plan for the listener. The first phase, months 1 through 3, is all about building the foundation.
Right. This is the phase where you learn to work collaboratively with AI rather than competing against it. You need to master prompt engineering, understanding exactly how to speak to a large language model to get the precise architectural output you need.
You really have to speak its language.
You do. You need to become an absolute power user of tools like Copilot and Cursor.
Mm.
Your goal in these first 90 days isn't just to write code. It's to develop workflows that allow you to use AI agents to produce code 10 times faster than you ever could on your own.
You essentially have to become the cyborg. Then we move to months 4 through 6. This is the specialization phase. The report is brutally clear on this point. The tech generalist is dead. You need to pick a deep, highly complex niche.
And the source highlights a few key areas where human oversight remains critical. AI and machine learning engineering is obviously a massive growth vector demand. There's up 88%.
Naturally.
But it also highlights cloud architecture and enterprise cybersecurity. These are areas where holistic system level thinking, regulatory compliance, and business context are paramount. AI struggles immensely with holistic context.
So months 7 through 9 are dedicated to real projects. This is where you have to ditch the endless, safe YouTube tutorial.
There's more tutorials.
Right. You can't just follow along with someone else's perfectly structured code repository. You have to build a real product that solves a real messy human problem. The report explicitly states that in 2026, a strong portfolio of AI-assisted real-world projects actually beats a traditional 4-year university degree.
And the logic there is very sound. A university degree proves you can pass a test on theory. A complex portfolio proves you can actually orchestrate autonomous AI agents to deliver a finished working result in the real world.
Which is all companies care about now.
Exactly. Finally, months 10 through 12 are entirely about positioning.
This is the personal rebranding phase.
Yes. When you go into the job market or when you pitch yourself for a promotion, you do not call yourself a programmer. You present yourself as an AI orchestrator.
Right. You're the manager.
You're the person who deeply understands the macro architecture. Manage the fleet of AI coding agents. checks their work for race conditions and vulnerabilities, and most importantly, takes professional responsibility for the final output. The data clearly shows that positioning yourself this way commands 3 times the salary of someone merely calling themselves a developer.
And as you are building this new high-level skill set, there are absolutely skills you need to completely drop from your repertoire. The report mentions that copying and pasting code from forums like Stack Overflow, or spending hours writing basic CRUD operations, you know, create, read, update, delete database commands.
Those are completely dead skills.
Writing basic repetitive testing scripts is a dead skill. Do not waste your valuable time getting good at things an AI can reliably do in 30 seconds for pennies.
It is entirely about elevating your perspective from the individual line of code to the functionality of the system as a whole. You are managing the factory, not turning the wrench.
So, to pull all of this together, the core truth of this deep dive is that the middle ground in the tech industry is officially dead. The era of the pure typist is over.
It's over.
You are either the AI generating the text, or you are the highly paid human managing the AI and taking the liability.
But there is a silver lining here. While the junior role, exactly as we used to know it, is gone forever, the broader market will eventually have to adapt to that pipeline collapse we discussed earlier.
It has to, or it dies.
Right. The source predicts that by 2028, companies will be forced by sheer demographic desperation to start hiring entry-level people again.
Yeah.
But they won't be hired to sit in a cubicle and write boilerplate code.
What will they do?
They will be hired entirely for roles focused on AI supervision and quality assurance.
So they will essentially function as junior editors rather than junior writers, reviewing the bot's output, checking for hallucinations, and making sure the system doesn't accidentally double-charge customers.
Precisely. The job title and the daily tasks transform, but the entry point into the industry has to return in some form, or the entire software ecosystem will slowly eat itself.
Which leaves us with a really fascinating, almost philosophical puzzle to chew on as we wrap up. Think about how human beings actually achieve true mastery in any field. We learn through friction.
We learn by doing things wrong.
Exactly. We learn through that traditional junior phase of trial and error, the incredibly frustrating, messy process of writing bad code, watching a system crash, having a senior developer point out your flawed logic, and finally, painstakingly figuring out why it broke.
The struggle itself is the mechanism for mastery. You build mental models by failing.
So if all of that friction, all of those simple mistakes and basic frustrating learning loops are entirely outsourced to an AI that just spits out perfect boilerplate in 30 seconds, how do our human brains actually achieve senior level mastery in complex systems?
It's a huge problem.
If we completely remove the struggle of being a beginner, can we still produce true experts?
That is the $1 million question that the entire tech industry will have to answer over the next decade.
It's something to really think about as you start mapping out your own 12-month roadmap. Are you just letting the AI do the work for you, or are you actually learning how the underlying system breathes? Take a close look at your own daily tasks tomorrow morning and ask yourself, am I the typist or am I the orchestrator?